Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sam Kennedy promised to match that, it's up to him.
I was surprised he decided to do that.
Amanda, did you hear that? Are you out for? Are you listening?
Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, who are struggling right now. Deep slump.
We figured we'd go into the three-game losing streak to bring some negativity right where it belongs.
Yes. Well, where else?
Right, the all is right in the world.
Where else could it be? Where else could it be? What's going on?
Are you going to get rain out today?
No, we're fine.
Supposed to be fine
today,
right?
We're fine. We're good. You know what I love about these 2 days, guys, is it exposes the two of you for the frauds that you are.
That's true.
You know, it really does. It's great to come in here and see you guys actually be real people that you are. Nice guys. You care. What you guys and everyone do at the station, from David Field to Joe Zarbano to Dana to everyone, Kirk, Jerry, thank you guys for putting this on. It's been 17 years. It amazes me that we're able to raise the contributions year after year after year after year.
It's mostly us, but thank you.
Well, you know what? The morning show does set the tone, and you guys have done it literally for 17 years in a row.
I was talking to Sam in the hallway, and he really believes that there's no friend of Kirk that it's actually you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of guy Kirk is?
My comment was it had to be Kirk because he's just, you know, crazy enough to not want the credit for that. Even a guy who needs the credit doesn't want the credit. That's how crazy you are.
Not the case.
That is great. Thank you to your anonymous friend. Thank you to everyone who's contributed. Jerry and I were talking outside. It's not about the Red Sox front office, talking heads, or you guys. It's about the stories of these kids. And Lisa Sherber is just, she's unbelievable. She's one of my heroes. We have worked together on the teen trip every year for 17 years. And it's amazing to see these kids come in and have a chance to either go on the road with the team or do the away trip to Fenway and stay in the hotel. And Mike Gordon, one of our owners, he doesn't want the credit, but he funds it every year. And you see the joy that it brings him just to get away.
Who is Mike Gordon, by the way? She says he doesn't want us to talk about him. Well, too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Let's talk about him.
She says off the air and on, he is just the greatest. He says, whatever you need, you tell me, and he just writes a check.
He and his wife, Christina, are unbelievable. They've got a family foundation, and they're huge supporters of Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund and of Lisa's personally. They're big fans of Lisa like we all are. Mike's president of Fenway Sports Group, so he's one of John Henry and Tom Werner's partners, one of our largest owners of the company that owns the Red Sox and Nesson and Liverpool and Roush Fenway, and he does not want a high public profile. He's a low-key guy, but too bad. We're outing him. Is he
ever there sitting like with Henry? Do we ever see him?
Absolutely, yeah. He's at Fenway a lot. He's a huge Red Sox fan and supporter, and he's a huge resource for all of us in management. He spends a lot of his time overseeing Liverpool's operations and goes back and forth to England. But he's very philanthropic, the way John and Tom and all of our owners are. And this, I think when we got here in 2002, it was important to double down on the relationship with the Jimmy Fund. It had been 65-year partnership, and when we arrived, that was easy because, of course, your old friend Larry Lucchino was a patient, and we all knew his story. Having been together out in San Diego, when we got back here home in Boston, it was an easy thing to just recommit to this relationship. So it's been great.
We were talking about this with Lisa yesterday, back to that teen trip. Just the idea of it when she first thought of it, or when it was first, she didn't think of it, but when it was first executed, Todd did. When it's first executed, the idea of that being able to be pulled off is crazy. But now they just do it every year.
That's the cool thing about Lisa. She just doesn't
dives in
for an answer.
And I think it's what? She said some years now it's up to 40 kids, which when you think of it on its own, right, if you don't really know what's going on, you say no big deal, 40 kids. Well, it is a big deal. It's hard for them.
Like, they bring like 20 doctors.
It's hard for some of these kids to get from here to, you know, 10 feet away, right, and you're bringing them down to Florida. It is unbelievable.
It's remarkable. And the chance to get out of either the clinic or the hospital or just being at home where you're not, some of these kids are not able to leave their homes, and they have to stay there and go right from home to the clinic and then back. And so they go out either with us on the road or spring training or here to Fenway. And the doctors, Jerry, like you say, the nurses stay in the hospital. They're there on the floor with them, and they're usually up all night. And these people are just absolutely remarkable, what they do for others and selfless. And a lot of the money that we're raising today obviously goes to fund not just the research, but the work that the nurses do. And those, the nurses and Lisa, if anyone's ever been in the hospital, you know the nurses that take care of you day to day, those are the ones right. that really we should be talking about and thanking for all their hard work, because they do the real dirty work, and they're just unbelievable. And we love having this connection with the Red Sox.
Whose idea was it to send a kid out on the field with each
good question,
player?
Yeah.
Because that was awesome.
I don't want to give credit to the wrong person. It probably was Sarah McKenna or someone on her unbelievable team. It was great. And you know, by the way, who else we should be talking about is Brock Holt.
Yes.
That guy is the real deal. It is not a show up, take a picture, photo op. He's in the clinic. He knew every kid's name. They would come up to Brock. Do you remember? You remember me? And of course, you know, hi there. How you doing? Liam, good to see you. He's amazing. He believes in this partnership, relationship. He's always down there. He and his wife, Lake, and they're just great, and they're all in on the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah, she says he could be the best ever.
Yeah, he is just absolutely incredible. I think he's a guy who's had to work so hard for everything he's achieved on the field, and he really gets the connection with the Jimmy Fund, and he is always available to Lisa and the team down there to do anything and everything that they need.
So Kirk's pointing out repeatedly this morning that it's down to 7 games in the loss column.
TikTok.
Things are tightening
TikTok,
up.
TikTok.
We're going to see what this team's made up under a little pressure.
Well, speaking of doctors, Sam told us, obviously, during the break that Chris Sale is going to see Dr. James Andrews today.
Yes,
he
yes,
mentioned that, right?
Right.
He's flying down
God.
Right now.
Let's not break any more fake news, guys. Come on. It has been a remarkable season, but you do realize you're going to have a 3-4-5 game stretch where things don't click, and so this has been a challenge. I saw Tito yesterday, and thanks to him for stepping up and helping. The Indians are playing great. They're 21 games over 500, I think, and we have a tough stretch right now, and it's going to be, we don't take anything for granted. The goal, we've said it from spring training when we were with you guys, we got to win this division, and we're not taking that for granted. So we've got to get healthy. We've been dealing with some injuries. Chris Sale, we hope, will be back. He's dealing with a little bit of bursitis in that shoulder, so best way to knock that out is to rest, which is exactly what he's doing. And I know it's hurting him to be on the bench. This guy is, for those of you who don't know him or haven't seen him, he is the ultimate competitor. He is pissed off that he is not in that starting rotation right now. He wants to get back on the field and contribute and support his teammates. He's a warrior, but he needs some rest right now, and that's what he's getting. And hopefully we can get back at it tonight.
What's the biggest last 2 years, 93 wins. Defenders of John Farrell would say he won the division, he won 93, he won a World Series. But it seems night and day. It seems like things are so much better. There's so much more hope and optimism now. Would you say Cora is the biggest difference, or would it be J.D. Martinez or something else?
Yeah, it's a really hard question to answer, because you look at it, you say, geez, there's Alex Cora and the type of environment that we have in the clubhouse. But does that happen because of one person's presence, or does it happen because all of a sudden J.D. Martinez is in the middle of that lineup, taking the pressure off of Mookie and Xander right. and Andrew Benintendi and others? It's a really tough question to answer. I think at the end of the day, what you're seeing out on the field, whether it's third base, shortstop, left field, center field, right field, these are, for the most part, a lot of homegrown players that we either drafted or signed in the international market that have sort of arrived now in Boston, and they're young star players which are contributing at the major league level. And that's what baseball is all about. We have the ability in Boston to add through free agency, which we've done, and Dave Dombrowski and his team have done a great job with J.D. Martinez and Craig Kimbrell and Chris Sale, and Ian Kinsler was a good pickup. So we'll see here, but you're seeing these players that have been in the system, Jerry, and I think maturing and coming of age, if you will, at the right time. And when you complement that core of the team with veteran guys who want to come in and have success in the postseason, that's a good recipe. But, John Henry said it well last week. Baseball history always remembers the postseason. So
who's your MVP?
We'll see.
Betts, a big question. Betts or Martinez?
That's a great question.
Just answer.
Let's see. I would have to say what Mookie Betts is doing, has been doing on the field day in and day out. He's my MVP.
Yeah, there's your story.
Yeah,
Kennedy slights Martinez. Yeah, Kennedy snubs JD.
I also saw JD and Mookie with the kids out on the field yesterday, and I agree with you. That was a special moment. All these guys.
Oh, it was great.
It seems so simple. Yeah. But it worked.
Well, these guys, they
of course they could have won the game.
Yeah, man. That would have helped too. True. But they get it. They really do. This is a good group. They love each other. Andy Barquette, one of our hitting coaches, told me, he said, this is really something special that's going on here. There's a great vibe in that clubhouse, and we're excited about it. I know it doesn't make for great fodder for talk radio, but we'll keep working to try and find something to bring to the table. I'm sure it will come. It always does. But we've really enjoyed this season. Our fans have enjoyed
this
season.
What are we going to do when David Price, if he opts out and left? We'd have nothing.
True, good point.
Or if he keeps performing at the
then
level.
We'll definitely have nothing.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, Sam. Well, thanks so much, as
thanks,
always.
Guys.
All right, great.
Appreciate
Sam,
it. Thanks,
thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jerry.
Sammy.
Keep it up, guys. Thanks.
Right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.